any problem.
Well, who to start with then? The squad situation, talk of a new South African signing, speculation in the South African press. What's the situation?
Yeah, look, I mean, looking at the big picture, what we are trying to do here is to try and produce as many of our own players as we possibly can. In September, we announced the signing of four young cricketers here. But as and when we do get gaps in the side, or our resources are limited, you know, we want to make sure that we have as much competition in the side as possible. We've identified that we need some more seam bowling, some fast bowling, and we're actively speaking with one or two potential options.
Martian Delanga was the name in the South African press. What's the situation with them?
Yeah, we've had conversations with Marchand's agents, those are ongoing at the moment.
Talking about signing a new bowler, obviously there were a few batting headaches in the Championship last season, with a Colin Ingram-shaped hole in the centre of the middle order, if you like. Colin hasn't played four-day cricket in South Africa yet. Are you worried about that?
No. Look, we're in regular contact with Colin. He has rehabilitated really well following surgery he had to his troublesome knee. That's gone very well. He played a full part in the Warriors white ball cricket before Christmas. Did very well in getting to the final of the T20 competition down there. Deliberately, he is spending a time on strength and conditioning, focusing on that, and is due to play some four-day cricket before he comes across to Glamorgan. So he's really pleased with his rehabilitation. We're very comfortable with the way that he's going, and you know, I know he's looking forward to the season.
Well, when would you expect to see him play red ball cricket in the Southern Hemisphere then?
In the coming weeks. So he's due, I believe, to be playing before the end of January. So, you know, very shortly we expect him to play some red ball cricket.
Chris Cook was the other major injury blow for last season. How is he coming along?
Yeah, again, we're very pleased with the progress that Chris has made. Eventually, Chris didn't have an operation. There was some talk about him having an operation. But he's recovering very well. He's now, for the last 2.5 months, played a full and active part in strength and conditioning programs, has been doing all his skills with the squad, who are still based in the UK, and has made some very good progress. You know, he's batting, he's keeping wicket, he's diving around, and we're very hopeful that he's going to start the season fully fit.
Do you think that he can be a keeper batsman in the long term? Because I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but his back problem seemed to emerge as soon as he started keeping wicket regularly in four-day games.
Yeah, look, that's certainly the intent. He's a fine batter, and in the time that he kept wickets in the first part of last season, did really well with the glove. So I think in the longer term, yeah, absolutely, we see him as if you like, an all-rounder in our side with both bat and gloves.
In the meantime, Mark Wallace has got one season on staff. Do you expect him to be fighting for his place?
Oh, absolutely. Look, Mark's been part and parcel of Glamorgan cricket for many, many years. He's a really important part of our squad. On and off the field, he's Glamorgan through and through. It's great to have him on the staff for 2016, and I know that there'll be a lot of competition for that place.
You've got a number of younger players abroad. Anyone tearing up trees down under or elsewhere?
Yeah, again, we get regular reports from our players who are down in Australia at the moment. Nick Salomon's having a good trot in Queensland. He's playing first grade cricket in Queensland. He's averaging about 45 at the moment. Kieran Carlson is down in Melbourne. Again, he's scoring some runs. Kieran Bull's across in Perth, as is Nairn Donald. Nairn had a slow start, but around Christmas time scored 200 in 2020 cricket, which was really good to see. I know they're enjoying themselves and they're working hard. We get regular reports back from them. And then we've obviously got Jacques Rudolph and Colin Ingram and Craig Mesh are all in South Africa. And Craig Mesh scored 100 in the club cricket last Saturday, so that was good news.
What about Jacques Rudolph's situation? Because no one was more frustrated than the player himself last season about his form. How confident are you that he can get back and be up in the 1,000-run club?
Yeah, look, I mean, we're confident. I mean, by his own admission, Jack, you know, we had a really disappointing season last year. There's no getting away from that. But, you know, he's been around for a long time. He's had 19 seasons as a professional cricketer. He's averaged 45 in domestic first-class cricket in South Africa and over here. He's got a very good international record. He's a top player. Look, we all have bad seasons. I well remember having bad seasons. But we fully expect Jack to come back. He's really excited about coming back to Glamorgan for the 2017 season. And, you know, I'm sure that there won't be anybody trying harder than Jack to regain form and provide some success for the club.
And in the light of Welsh Rugby's decision with Sam Warburton, is there any thought of Jacques handing over the captaincy to enable him to concentrate on his own game?
No, look, I mean, the way that we performed in white ball cricket for the last couple of years, you know, I think we've been really competitive. There were times last year that, you know, we looked as good as any team in the country in 2020 cricket. And, you know, it's whilst Jacques... runs last year were disappointing. You know, the way that he led the side, the respect he has amongst the players is really important, and you know, we're looking forward to him captaining the side again this summer.
In the meantime, how does the development system look at the moment in terms of any new names coming through from the academy? How's that working?
Yeah, we're really pleased that at the end of last season that we tried out a number of players at first team level. It was great to see Kieran Carlson scoring 100, Owen Morgan scored 100, and Aaron Donald obviously had a really good year last year. And you know, promised a lot. So you know, we've got a lot of good young players coming through our system. So we're pleased with that. Our academy has just been audited by the ECB. It looks as though we're in the top four or five academies in the country. So that's been really encouraging. And there's one or two young cricketers there that, you know, we believe in the long term are going to have good futures with Glamorgan.
The academy, of course, also includes female players for the last couple of seasons. Be nice to see a Welsh woman in the England team. Any prospect of that in the next few years, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we believe it's been really important. We've had Glamorgan girls on the Glamorgan Academy now for the last 3 years. Three of the players who've really shown a good deal of ability are now in the Western Storm Academy. So they're playing. You know, they're getting really good experiences. With the Western Storm, which is one of the franchises, so we've got high hopes. You know, it's great to see the growth of women's cricket in recent years. You know, it was dreadfully sad overnight to see that Rachel Hayhoe-Flint had passed away. You know, she'd been a great champion for women's cricket, and I'm sure she'd be very proud of some of the girls coming through the Welsh system.
Also, you've been looking to develop into BME communities in South Wales in particular. And the programme there has been well received, I think. Do you think there's more of a chance now of getting more ethnic minorities from Wales into a Glamorgan shirt? Because that's been something that has been a bit of a hole, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's really important. Our whole community programme is something that we spend a lot of time and effort and really focused on in recent years. Mark Frost, our former player, has taken up that role in conjunction with Cricket Wales, and has done a brilliant job. You know, we want to make sure that we open the gates of the SSE Swalec to all our communities. You know, we get last year we had 15,000 that came through our museum. We had over 6,000 school boys and girls that came for programs here. And the work that we're doing in our BME community is really important to us. You know, we won an award, an ECB award, national award last year for it. And we believe that we're getting some really talented cricketers through the system. We've got, at the moment, Mudge Elias, who's on our programme. He looks as though he's a real talent. But there's one or two others as well that, you know, we feel as it could make a real impact at Glamorgan.
Turning to longer term and financial and policy matters then, hot debate of 2016 was T20 franchise cricket. It's just moved a little further back on the horizon since then to 2020. Are you still convinced that it's going to happen?
Look, I think that there are potentially one or two hurdles. When you introduce a very new concept with a lot of stakeholders, then some people, well, not everybody's going to be happy. But I firmly believe that it's the way to go. I think good progress has been made. And I believe over the next 3 or 4 months, and certainly in the early part of the summer, some pretty critical decisions have got to be made by the 18 first class counties, and I really hope that they embrace the concept of city-based teams. I think the idea of the best playing against the best, people being able to see the best players in the world coming over here and playing in our domestic programme, and the potential for the growth and development of the game throughout the whole of Wales, I think could be driven by this new competition.
How sure are you that Glamorgan will get one, or do you think it might be part of a shared operation with Bristol or somewhere in the West?
Look, we're going to fight really hard because, you know, we feel as though we're really well placed. We are the Wales and the England and Wales Cricket Board. We have got over 3 million people in the country. We feel that there are audiences out there who are not engaged with cricket at the moment, who we believe we can entice into the game. And I think it's a great opportunity for the club, for the city of Cardiff and the country of Wales, and we'll be fighting very hard to make sure we have one here.
What have been the main points of resistance from some of the clubs? I know that Surrey and Yorkshire are keen to keep their identity, and clubs like Essex and Sussex obviously have been successful in attracting crowds, don't want to be left out.
Yeah, look, I think that a number of different clubs have got a number of different issues which they will need to work through. ECB is working hard at the moment to provide some more detail around the bones of what they've presented so far. And I think come the end of March, beginning of April, I think that we'll have a much clearer idea of where we are and how to take things forward.
Looking at the financial season, 2016, I remember your treasurer saying before it started, really, that you didn't expect it to lose a bit of money. Has that been the case?
Yeah, look, we're pretty much on track as far as our budget was concerned. We budgeted to potentially lose a bit of money this year. We are currently going through an audit process. Those financial figures will be released for the AGM at the end of March. But we're broadly in line with the budget that we set ourselves.
2017, is that going to be a positive year then on the accounts front, with given the Champions Trophy cricket here?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's the intent. As you mentioned, the Champions Trophy in 2017, a very major ICC global event, some great opportunities, 4 games here with some of the best players in the world playing. So, we have a great opportunity. We've also got an international T20 match between England and South Africa just afterwards. And it's going to be really interesting to see how the domestic T20 NatWest Blast competition goes. You know, that's going to be further into the summer, in the school holidays, hopefully with a bit of sunshine. And, that's going to attract more people.
Next round of international fixture allocation seems to have been pushed back over the last 12 months. Where are we on that at the moment? Is it 20 to 22 that you're fighting for at the moment?
Yeah, we know our international programme here until 2019, as does every other Category A ground. And we believe that ECB, come the middle of 2017, will be looking to allocate major matches from 2020 probably through to 2024. I think that's going to be done hand in hand with a broadcasting deal. The current broadcasting deal finishes in 2019, so I think that will be done in parallel.
And will Glamorgan be pushing for test matches or just the one-day razzmatazz?
We set ourselves up as a test match ground here. We've, particularly the two Ashes test matches that we've held here, have been great successes. We'll see what the ECB has on offer. The world of world beyond the year 2020 might look very different from cricket. The landscape might have shifted a little bit, but we're intent on bringing the best players here to hold the biggest events. I think we've done it very successfully in the past, and we fully intend to do so in the future.
Talking about events, you had a couple of concerts. Simply Red, I gather, was quite a success. Kaiser Chiefs, possibly not on the financial front. Did you actually make money over the weekend, and are you planning to do it again?
Look, I mean, we would like to hold regular music events here. The whole weekend was great fun. Some challenges, but I mean, when you do something for the first time, there's always going to be. But we feel as though we've got a venue that lends itself to hosting music events here. We're still actively looking potentially for 2017, hope to have some good news sometime in the future.
And talking about venues, fewer home championship games to go around. You've got Swansea and Colwyn Bay on the four-day fixture list for this season. Can they remain there for the next few years, do you think, or is one of them likely to be in danger because you've got fewer games?
Look, I mean, you know, our festival matches have been part and parcel of the calendar for a long period of time. We enjoy playing at those venues. The reality is that the less games you play, the less games to go around. But, you know, we feel as though 2017 has seen a really good balance. We're just going to have to see how things go from 2018 onwards. As I say, you know, with a new 2020 competition potentially on the horizon, that opens up other opportunities. So, you know, that's definitely going to be a debate going forward.
Lovely.